Enda Brady is our UK correspondent. Evening, Enda.
Hey, Heather. Great to speak to you again.
Right. Well, once we watch the Hazza and Meza doco, do you reckon it's war?
Yeah, that's what the papers are saying. So the front pages here obviously have picked up on the latest trailer. It's a huge promotional push now for Thursday's first episode. So they're going to drop one episode this week and a second one the following Thursday next week. And the papers have kind of scrutinized everything that's being said, and they certainly think that it's war on the media, war on certain members of the royal family, and there's much discussion of the war on Meghan. The one line from Harry that really jumped out at me was where he talks about the hierarchy of the family. It's a hereditary monarchy. You know, you're part of it, Harry. You know, you just go and have a look at how things work. You know how it works. So I think it's going to be fascinating to watch, but I have to say, Heather, very little sympathy for either of them here, that's for sure.
Enda, the other allegation that he makes is that the palaces leak against each other. I mean, of course they do, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's like factions in political parties. Someone's always briefing against someone. I do think that things could have worked out better. You know, I honestly wish someone, not Harry, and someone not connected to the royal family had sat down with Meghan, and maybe they did, and just explained to her how things work in this country, how it's always going to be. You will always be second fiddle to William and Kate, and it's just the nature of the monarchy and your husband's place in it. I'm not sure she quite grasped that, and I do wish a friendly journalist had just kind of told her how the game works here. And I mean, I would have gladly met her and sat down over a cup of tea and just basically just told her what to do and how to do it and how to have people eating out the palm of your hands, which they had for a little while, and then it all went so badly wrong.
Hey, Enda, so Eddie's going to be sacked later on, what, in the next few hours or so. This is Eddie Jones. He's going to be replaced, do you reckon, by Steve Borthwick? Is he the favourite?
Yeah, that's the whisper. So Borthwick is already in the England coaching setup. He has coached previously in Japan with Eddie Jones, but it seems it's the end of the road. The papers this morning have been very, very well briefed, Heather. So it does look like at some point today there will be a statement from Twickenham. Eddie Jones leaving England. No great surprise, if I'm honest. 5 wins out of 12 test matches this year. Simply not good enough for a country of England's standards and the resources here, and a World Cup less than 12 months away in France. So Borthwick will move in. I would imagine Eddie Jones and all his coaches, they will go, and then there will be a small matter of, well, not a small matter, of a payoff. He's on about $1.5 million NZ dollars a year. So that will have to be settled, and then England will head into 2023, hopefully in better shape under Borthwick.
Enda, I bet a lot of people in your part of the world are just dreading this cold snap that's coming.
Yeah, absolutely, Heather. So the weather forecast is that we're going to possibly get some snow in parts of the country in the next few days. It's going to be very, very cold. It's been really mild up until this week, but I run a lot and I've noticed a real chill in the last 48 hours here. So winter will arrive later this week. And the desperately sad thing is, Heather, I think so many countless hundreds of thousands of people will be staring at a choice of heating or eating. That's how bad it's got here. I mean, the gas prices, electricity, everything has just gone off the scale in the last few months. And as winter bites, I think it's going to be extremely difficult for many, many hard-pressed families.
Yeah, it's tough times. Hey, Enda, thank you for that. Enda Brady, UK correspondent.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl. You get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.